This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Triple M, everything Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Catch has been talking about it all morning. Start of the Fire Danger season for the Lower Southeast. We get to talk more about it this morning with the Acting Regional Commander for the CFS here in the Limestone Coast. Sam Quigley's on the line. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
Sam, tell us all about the Fire Danger season and what it means to Limestone Coast locals.
So, yeah, the fire danger season has commenced in the Lower Southeast as of 1 minute past midnight. And what that means for us is obviously there are certain restrictions placed on people within the Lower Southeast area, such as burning off on their property. People now no longer can burn off on their property without obtaining a Schedule 9 permit from your local council. But it also means that we should be more vigilant and keeping up to date with information should we be issuing fire bans. One of those things is only just the other day, so Monday, we saw a very high fire danger issued for the Lower Southeast outside of the fire danger season, and we were very close to issuing a total fire ban due to the soil dryness indexes in the forested areas. Mm. So it is timely reminder to us all to make sure we have a plan for this upcoming fire danger season and don't think it's very far away. It's actually here now, but we may see some significant fire weather in the not-too-distant future.
Sam, how do we look in the Limestone Coast compared to other areas of the state in regards to the bushfire season?
So we're not looking for an above average year. We're looking for a normal year, but that doesn't mean we should be complacent. So while we say a normal year, we still have heavy fuel load areas. At the moment, people may be a little bit complacent because it is obviously green in some areas still. I believe, obviously, curing is going to occur at some point in time, and that can happen quite rapidly with the onset of warmer trends in weather. So we do need to get prepared for this fire danger season. It is here right now. We are in the fire danger season, but fire weather and bad days are just around the corner for us.
Sam, what's the best thing for people to do to find out information about how to prepare their property?
So I think I say this all the time. CFS website holds a raft of material, such as a long list of things what you can and can't do during the fire danger season and what you can and can't do on a day of total fire ban, which are a little bit different. That is on the CFS website, but on the CFS website as well, there is a document called a Your Guide. It provides you with a template to complete your 5-minute bushfire survival plan. It also provides you information about those radio channels, how to stay informed during a major event. So seeking reliable sources of information is obviously key. So I can't stress enough, jumping on the CFS website, grabbing a copy of the 5-minute bushfire survival plan and completing it now that you're in the fire danger season, is really important.
And Sam, on total fire ban days where we're looking at catastrophic conditions, what is the one piece of advice that you would give anybody, especially in a rural setting in the Limestone Coast, to do?
Yeah, so on a day of catastrophic fire danger, so where we forecast for a significant day being catastrophic, the CFS's stance is leaving early is the best option. Mm. Most modern houses aren't designed to be constructed to withstand attack from catastrophic fire weather conditions. So leaving early prior to a fire starting and relocating to an area of safer place, such as into community townships, etc., and remaining there for the day, such as visiting friends, staying overnight at parents or family places. If you do live in an area that may be under bushfire conditions, is absolutely what we would recommend.
And Sam, the decision has to be made really, really early, and even the day before if you can, isn't it?
That's it. So, and completing your bushfire survival plan will help you guide you through that process. But I guess if people are planning to actively defend and stay at their property, they need to really consider what all the things that may go wrong, also what their backup plans are. So having one plan is fantastic, and that's all I can ask of people. But thinking about the consequences and what may happen if those plans go wrong. So if you are planning to actively stay and defend, they need to think about if the pump fails, are they then going to leave? Because it will be too late to leave then, so I wouldn't recommend that. People should be considering this the day prior. And this information is all available on the CFS website, so the night prior to a day of total fire ban, we do publicise it at around 4:30, 5 o'clock, and it will be on the evening news and in the paper.
and also on radio as well. We'll make sure we post it on the Triple M Facebook page. Sam, it's great to talk to you this morning. Thank you very much for taking the time out to have a chat to us. We'll make sure we catch up pretty regularly over the bushfire season and have a chat and let people know what needs to happen.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.